It is 2FM's drive-by on a Thursday, and we bring forward our entertainment news because there's a big story going around the world at the moment. And with thanks to RTE10, our entertainment update and news story today with Lottie Ryan.
Lottie Ryan.
Lottie,
it's the
story that is dominating the entertainment world.
I know, it's huge news that Zayn Malik has sensationally quit the One Direction tour.
No, he hasn't quit the band.
He has not quit the band, okay. But he has definitely quit the tour,
right.
Which is never really a good start.
Not really,
and that's a world tour.
That's a huge world tour that the boys have been on at the moment. So what happened was today he pulled out of a shoot in Hong Kong and they privately flew him back to the UK. And when he got back to the UK, they released a statement from the band which said that Zayn had been signed off with stress. He's flying back to the UK to recuperate. The band wish him well, but the band are going to continue with the show. Must go on,
well, obviously. So there was some sort of meeting at some stage today with all the lads sitting in a hotel room and him saying, I need to get out of here. I need to get out fast. I can't take this anymore. Can't take what? He's worth 30 million.
Ah, come on. It's been a tough 24 hours. He's the pictures.
I'll take it.
The pictures went up on the internet of him holding hands with some mystery woman in Thailand. He went off to Thailand and had a party, as
and
you do at 22. Well, the whole world went absolutely mental at him.
Why?
Because Perry Edwards is his fiancée, who is from...
Fiancée?
Yeah.
His fiancée.
He's engaged.
At what, 21, 22, he's engaged.
He's
in the biggest
only
band,
22.
The biggest boy band in the world.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah, so he's under a lot of pressure. And Little Mix have really intense fans, as do One Direction. So he was getting a lot of abuse online. And
so she's a member of Little Mix?
Yes, she's...
Okay, oh, she's...
You're blowing our minds here.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Little Mixers and the One Directioners are plotting.
Yes, and honestly, if you follow any of their followers, the Little Mixers and the One Directioners, as you said, they troll the band members. They follow their every single move. And people were going nuts at Zayn over this. Then it didn't help that on top of it all, today it was also announced that Zayn and Louis in the band had to pay the Philippines government 9,000 euros in drug bonds to allow them into the country to play the gig.
This was after when they were in Peru or something, they were in the back of a taxi smoking a joint.
Allegedly, Colm.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. A video went up online, as you said, of what looked like them smoking a joint. Yeah. And so they weren't let back in the country until they paid this money. So there was a lot of stuff going on, I think, over the past 24 hours.
Am I right in saying, though, it's been brewing? That I mean,
I think so.
I think if this had just happened in the past 24 hours, maybe the whole band would have went, whoa, 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 we need to call off some dates. But the fact that they've gone on without him suggests to me that the management and the other boys were prepared for this, because there have been rumours of Zayn leaving and there have been rumours of Zayn allegedly being involved in drug abuse.
Well, Harry Styles has already signed up with an agent in Hollywood.
For movies.
Okay.
Weinstein wants him,
doesn't Weinstein, that's who it is. And also Jay-Z has said he'll sign up any of them that want to go solo as soon as they split up.
He specifically said Zayn.
He did say Zayn as well, did he?
He wants to teach Zayn how to rap, that's what he said.
Right.
Yeah. But inevitably they are going to break up. I mean, bands break up eventually. There's U2, the Rolling Stones, and then every other band breaks up. Those two have been there since,
time immemorial. Do you know what's not okay?
Yeah.
I do agree with you. Obviously all bands break up eventually. You're on a tour.
Yeah.
These tickets are really expensive and these young girls are buying these very expensive tickets. You want to go to a concert to see the five members of One Direction. Yeah. You do not want to go and see a show of four of them.
Should they get one-fifth of their money back?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
20% back, thank you.
Let's be conscious of the fact that he's saying that the Twitter abuse is the reason that he had to take the little break. The sooner we leave him alone, the sooner he'll come back. So but the problem is, I think that more people are going to be giving him more abuse online now.
They're only going to
further distance him from the band.
It's like Roy Keane when he left Saipan. Not that I'm comparing Roy Keane to One Direction, but when he left Saipan to get away from it all, they were climbing through his gutters really to get him. But the point is, he's 22. You're on a world tour. You've got 30 million in the bank. Perry Edwards, listen, Perry. Okay, you and me, we're going to split up for 5 years, right? Now, we'll get back together in 5 years. You go off and have a bit of fun. I'll go off and have a bit of fun. Each year, we'll put a million in the bank to keep us together. And then we'll get back together in five years.
To keep us together?
Yeah.
Well, he's really thought about this.
Wait, Colm, have you mean pay her to wait for him?
No, and she's to pay him as well. They both put money in.
That's really inappropriate. What do they do with it if they don't get back together?
They give it to charity.
Oh, I like that. That's a good idea.
No, do you remember when you were 21
never.
And in
yes,
love?
Yes, I do.
It's very overpowering feeling.
Mm. Oh, so naughty.
Maybe they just couldn't help themselves and they had to get engaged. I'm not saying I agree with it or I approve, but you know, they are normal people. These things happen. Yeah.
Are they normal people?
And
no, in respect to not leading a normal life.
Yeah,
no,
okay,
come on.
Fair enough.
They're
fair
not.
Enough,
I mean, he's in the biggest boy band in the world, probably the biggest boy band ever in the history. It's like saying, ah, Michael Jackson, why are you wearing gloves indoors? Are you not a normal person? Who does? Do you know what I mean? He's not.
You'd never get this carry on from Niall.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Niall is much closer to being normal than any of them.
Very grounded.
Yeah.
Well, Niall
yeah.
is home all the time, isn't he?
Yeah,
you keep
yeah.
him grounded here.
Well, absolutely. But I actually, just when Colin was talking about the idea of all bands have to break up, I'll totally take the flack for admitting this. Yeah. I get a little bit upset at the thought of One Direction breaking up.
Do you?
What?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan. I really like them. I remember when they were on X Factor and I was texting somebody going, I really love these boys and I think they're great. And I have kind of followed their career with a bit of interest and affection.
Who's your favourite? Okay.
Harry.
Oh, is it okay?
Most likely, Chance, that's why.
Okay. I can only compare it to when Take That announced that they broke up, and I was devastated, would be an understatement.
Sorry, when Brian McFadden left Westlife, right, there was, no, this is the truth, there was a press conference in the Four Seasons Hotel in Ballsbridge that was carried live, as far as I remember, by RTE News.
Amazing.
And there was girls outside just bawling their eyes out. Now, what age are they now? And they look back at that going, what was I thinking? And,
but we have to remember, Zayn has not left One Direction.
Just the tour.
He has
yeah.
just quit the tour, so... okay. You know, I feel very sorry for the people who have tickets for the next Ooh. Couple of gigs.
Who would you like to see him back?
No.
What? I do. I want to see him back.
I definitely want to see him back. He's no. the hottest member of the
I
band.
I think he's let the guys down.
You're
and
a
you
shit
don't
star.
Let the you don't let the guys down. The
You're
guys
such
are
a
out
team
there.
Player, Colin.
The guys are out there in tour of duty. I mean, they're in Vietnam at the
they're
moment.
Not a football team.
You're in tour of duty in Vietnam, and when your soldiers let you down, you don't bring them back in again. And on that, just to say, Zayn Malik has not left the band. He's left the tour.
He's left the tour, and we wish him well. Get better, Zayn, and come back.
Get well soon.
Spend your money wisely. Okay, thank you.